I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For us as solution designers and entrepreneurs, it's really important to understand Bluetooth if we want to know what is and what is not possible. Without Bluetooth, there'd be no iBeacon, no Eddystone, and no physical web. Connecting the millions of other building blocks of IoT would be really challenging. We're all familiar with Bluetooth at some level, but many of us are less familiar with the people behind the standard, where it came from, where it's going, and how to influence or understand this thing that is central to what we do. We had the opportunity to speak to Mark Powell, Executive Director of the Bluetooth SIG, and asked him to answer these questions and many more. I think you'll find the conversation interesting. Don't forget to subscribe to us on the Mr. Beacon website, YouTube, Facebook, or your favorite audio podcast platform. So Mark Powell, you're the Executive Director of the SIG, the Bluetooth SIG. Thanks for allowing us to have this conversation. I feel like we're kind of going behind the curtain of an amazing brand. And I want to talk to you about the brand. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the organization that makes things happen and about the standard as well. And Bluetooth is just such an incredibly important standard. It's right at the center of the Internet of Things, but it's been with us for a while. How old is the standard?
Well, the standard goes back to almost 1998, the first announcement, it's 20 years next year. The first announcement was back in 1998. And the spec came out pretty soon after that. It was initially a cable replacement technology. And, the story about connecting your laptop to your mobile phone, back in the day, of course, there was very little Wi-Fi, and the only data connection that you could have was usually from your cell phone or a dial-up modem. And so that was a big part of it, but also wireless audio for, having a headset. That was the starting point for the technology. I remember that I was working actually at Motorola at the time and responsible for the first Bluetooth handset that actually did all of those things. So it was kind of cool for me that my career has been on this kind of loop, here I am now, heading an organization where I saw the beginning from outside, and
Well, I think Bluetooth has got some fascinating history. When I was writing the Beacon technology book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Beacon System, I ended up like completely digressing into how the name came about. So can you tell us why is it called Bluetooth?
So yes, this is funny. I did a fireside chat with one of the original technology founders.
I was there. It was a great discussion.
Yes.
Yeah, that was in London, right?
That was in London.
One of the SIG conferences.
Exactly. And I didn't know it until we prepared ahead of time for this fireside chat. But I thought it was that, that's what they decided. But no, actually what happened was they needed a code name for this, kind of an internal code name for this collaboration between multiple companies, multiple warring tribes. And one of the guys, I think it was Jim Kardash, had been reading about, Scandinavian folklore and so on, and history, and had read about this Viking leader who had gathered together the tribes, the warring tribes, and created one tribe. And he was Harald Blotad, which means Bluetooth. And so Jim had proposed, okay, let's use Bluetooth as the internal code name. And meanwhile, the marketing guys were off trying to figure out what to call this interesting wireless connection technology. Spec became available, and unfortunately, they'd drawn blanks with regard to trademark searches and what have you, and there was no name. And so by default, they took the internal code name, and by accident, and it stuck, and that's been the name of the organization and the technology ever since.
I love it. So the engineers take over marketing, and they come up with actually what is a really distinctive brand, a memorable name. Give us a sense of where it is in the pantheon of brand names, because people may not know what it does, but they recognize it.
Yeah, it's very, very high level of recognition from people. Actually, a lot of people do know. I mean, a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, Bluetooth. You know, that's the thing I use for my headset or my wireless speaker. It's pretty well known. High 90s in you know, spontaneous recognition around the world, and known for, you know, wireless audio predominantly.
And I think, I mean, it's not like you've, how much money has Coke spent on the Coke brand? A huge amount of money. And I can't imagine that Bluetooth has spent nearly that amount of money. I'm imagining it's got to just be because there's so many devices out there. How many devices are there out there?
That's a tough question. I mean, certainly this year, 3.5 billion devices will be shipped by the industry. That's an enormous number. So, you know, of course, that's, we've ramped up to that, and mm-hmm. it's taken some time. But you're right, it's an amazing thing to think that such a small company, and we are, you know, this year, it's only like $30 million that will be our turnover this year. A $30 million company can have a brand that is ranked with the brands like Coke and Apple and so on. Amazing, amazing leverage. And you're right, it's all because everybody else who's building the products is using that brand on their products. And these are multi-billion dollar companies who are doing this.
So, you mentioned Apple, of course. Apple, yes. What is their level in the organization? And explain to us what these levels are.
Sure. So Apple is one of our promoter members right now. That's a fairly recent addition. The promoter members were originally the companies that got together and put that collaboration together that prompted the Bluetooth name, the Warring Tribes, so to speak. And over time, I mean, 20 years, yeah, M&A, companies come and go. And, you know, we've ended up with seven companies now, including Apple, who are what we call promoter members of the company. They are really the stakeholders in the business. You know, we are a not-for-profit organization, and, you know, they are really the key. If there were shareholders, they'd be shareholders, but because we're not set up that way, they're really the key decision makers.
And so do they make up the board? Is that the board?
Yeah, so there's a representative appointed by each of those companies on our board. So we have seven board members from them. And then the board, every year, the board selects two directors from the associate member base. So we have another four. So the board is 11 individuals. They're not representing their companies. They're really independent directors that that are helping, you know, the organization progress.
And what companies, I know they're not representing their companies, but what companies have provided the executive directors this year?
The associate directors. So this year we've added Martin Turon, who's employed by Google, and Ruud van Bokhorst, who is with Philips Lighting.
Okay. Some significant weight behind it. And one of the reasons why I'm asking you about this is that Bluetooth is a very important set of standards, really. And I think it would be useful for people, entrepreneurs, who are kind of part of our audience and solution designers, to understand how does the sausage get made. So if I was to kind of buttonhole you at one of these events and say, hey, Mark, I work for Wiliot, I'd really love you to put something that's specific to our tags in the standard. That's not something that's actually within your gift, is it? You can't, or is it? If I was to buy you a few drinks, could you make it happen?
probably not. We could certainly help you understand how to do that.
Right.
I mean, our job, actually, we have three jobs to do. We talked about one a minute ago, which is promoting the brand, and that we use a portion of the money we bring in to evangelize, to talk about, to develop the brand. But we have two other jobs to do. We have to help and facilitate the member companies to make new specs. Mm-hmm. So that's really the area you're talking about. And there's a process that people go through. They have to submit an idea. The idea has to gather momentum from other members coming to join and co-sponsor this. And then the idea is accepted. It moves into feature development and a feature list is created. And then once that feature list is created, it moves into development of the specification, architecture first, and then the details of exactly how it'll be implemented. So we could certainly help you understand how to do that. The third area that we're responsible for is helping members qualify their products. And qualification is a very important thing because one of the key things about Bluetooth is this these clever licenses that you get as part of being part of the organization. You get a patent license and a trademark license if you qualify your product. And you know that's very important to help members complete that because we want them all to have those licenses. But it's also important in making sure that the members have tested the products properly, because one thing that Bluetooth is very well known for is being extremely interoperable.
Mm-hmm. With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Of course, it's not perfect, and we're making improvements all the time. But it certainly is, as far as I'm aware, the best technology from an interoperability point of view.
So I couldn't just do some development in my garage, create this electronics device, kind of get hold of the specs and put something out and stick the logo on it. That's something that I have to go through a process?
Well, you could do that. We wouldn't want you to do that. Yeah. And you know, if you're making too much noise in doing that, we'll come after you to make sure that you can be helped to test your product and get a license to the brand properly. We want to make sure that people are doing the right things.
So I'm in my garage, I'm a startup CEO. How much is it going to cost me to get through this system?
Well, first of all, you would want to join the organization, and joining doesn't cost any money. You have to sign some agreements, and those agreements effectively allow you to be part of a cross-license, a massive cross-license, 32,500 member cross-license. And that's important, and because it gives you the ability to get access to other people's patents. So you'd need to do that. And then when you build your products, each product that you create has to be qualified. And when you qualify, there's a fee to be paid. And we actually have a small startup garage program. It's called the Innovation Incentive Program. It's targeted at small companies, and there's a nominal fee. I think it's $2,500 that needs to be paid to cover our administrative expenses. The regular members are paying much more than that. Mm-hmm. This is a program to really encourage and help startups.
Cool. So I think you've given us a flavor for how to engage, and we've talked about kind of the top level, and then there's this sort of entry level. What if I want to get involved in a working group? What if I want to help steer the direction of the standard?
So we've already talked about two types of members. There's the promoter members, which were the originally mm-hmm. were the founders of the organization, and then we were just talking there about what we call adopter members. Mm-hmm. There's another tier, which we call our associate tier. Associate members pay an annual fee, and for that they get to participate in working groups and committees and be part of the development of the specification, the development of the architecture. And, you know, a subset of our membership chooses to do that. Some of them are extremely active. Some of them just want to see where the technology is and start working with it, building prototypes before it's released and so on. So
you kind of get this advanced view, because there's... You guys are pretty disciplined for a big organization. You're pretty disciplined about what you talk about and when you'll talk about it. So it seems like if I'm an associate and on the working group, then I get a little more of a view of the future of what's coming. Is that fair?
Yeah, you probably will see the details and definitely see the details as it gets later in the process. We will be talking about what's coming. Mm-hmm. For example, a lot of work going on right now on the next generation of Bluetooth audio. Mm-hmm. We're not going to share publicly a lot of detail about that right now, but if you wanted to know more, you could become an associate member and really either see where we're at or for sure have an opportunity to contribute either requirements or actually contribute technical solutions.
And what are the other problem areas that we can expect Bluetooth to be working on, and what else is in the future?
Well, it's, we've got these kind of three connection modes, the original point-to-point, mm-hmm. Which is the typical audio type situation. Then we've got one-to-many where we have, and you know this very well, the beacon type situation, almost connection-less, really. Mm-hmm. And then many-to-many, and many-to-many is really the mesh technology that we've just released. Beyond that, audio, of course, we're going to reinvigorate our audio specification, new use cases, better codecs, better performance, and then at things like direction finding, high accuracy direction finding, be fantastic for indoor positioning and so on.
I think that's going to be an amazing area. I really think that's going to significantly impact a whole set of enterprises that mm-hmm. haven't necessarily seen Bluetooth as being important to them. If we look at asset tracking, mm-hmm. the way I look at it is the world's in a batch mode. We're kind of back in the paper, tape and punch card era of manufacturing and warehouse management. You send someone out with a barcode scanner or even an RFID reader, mm-hmm. and they're getting an old, immediately that snapshot's out of date. And I think the opportunity with what you guys are doing is to take that into the world of real time, where manufacturers know where every pallet is, every person, every tool. And that's really going to be quite profound in
Definitely.
Terms of the number of devices and its impact on the way we do business in another area that's quite far removed from audio headsets and that sort
sure.
of thing. So, I mean, what is the breadth of Bluetooth? Because people know about the headsets. Give us a sense of just all the things that are going on in terms of the number of groups and fill in any gaps in terms of major areas that are being worked on.
Sure.
There's a lot of busy stuff happening.
Absolutely. I mean, we have one group that focuses on kind of the core technology, the channels, the pieces that applications will use. And so that one group is focused on enabling new ways of doing things. Then above that, we have groups that are building particular application technologies. So there's a hearing aid working group that's working on hearing aid applications for Bluetooth. There's an audio and telephony working group that's working on the existing technology, enhancing the existing technology for wireless audio, and another group that's looking at the future of wireless audio. We have a group that's focused on mesh and mesh applications, and a group that's focused on the sports and fitness area, healthcare area. So there's There's groups that are focused on different industries and different segments. And I'm honestly, within each one, there's just so many different verticals that the technology can be applied into.
Well, I think by any measure, Bluetooth's been incredibly successful. So congratulations on leading that organization. We really appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
All right. So I'm going to ask you about the music, but why is the Bluetooth SIG based in Seattle? Because we're in Seattle, or in Kirkland, to be precise.
Well, I think it's a long story. I've only been with the SIG for 5 years. Originally, the organization, when it was established as an organization in the early 2000s, was in Kansas City, and then moved to Bellevue, and then to Kirkland. I think it's one of those wireless expertise areas, I would say, around the world.
That's right, a bunch of carriers.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, T-Mobile back in the day, VoiceStream and Western Wireless and...
AT&T are pretty close by.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so most important question, certainly most challenging question, what are the three songs that you would take on a trip to Mars?
So thank you for letting me think about that in advance. So yeah, I have three. So the first, I would say, is No More Heroes by the Stranglers.
Love that.
And the reason why is because when I was much younger, I was playing in bands, and this was a song one of the bands I played regularly, and so it's always good to think about, used to play that song. So yes, No More Heroes by the Stranglers.
Number one.
Number two would have to be my kind of go-to meditation kind of calm down song, which is Future Love Paradise by Seal from his first album. Mm-hmm. Always find that particular song very calming and in a way spiritual. He's a very spiritual kind of guy. So that's number two. Number three is funny, I guess. It's Mustang Sally. Maybe not the Wilson Pickett version, but The Commitments. I don't know if you know the movie.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Indeed.
And so the reason for that is whenever I have the misfortune to be in a karaoke bar, that would be my go-to karaoke song because I think I know all the words.
All right. So a few good memories from that.
Exactly.
Maybe a little blurry, but
yes, exactly.
Very cool. Well, thanks for sharing that.
No worries.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.